Hello and welcome to our service today for this, the 10th Sunday of Trinity. It is good to welcome you wherever you are, as we gather as the United Fellowship of Christ, no matter how separated we may be in place or time. The two hymns for our worship today are Calm Me, Lord, and Dear Lord and Father of Mankind, from the St. Martin Voices from St. Martin's in the Fields, London. My thanks to them and the Royal School of Music for making them available. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, and also with you. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We come in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek the forgiveness of our sins, that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may give ourselves to the service of God. Amen. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. The old has passed, the new has come. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. We hear God's blessings bestowed on his people. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are those who suffer persecution for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We come to our time of confession. We consider the week that has been, things we have done that we ought not to have done, and things we have left undone, and we bring them all before the Lord. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. May God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Saviour, forgive us our sins and make us holy to serve him in the world through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. On the collect for this 10th Sunday after Trinity, let us pray. Lord of heaven and earth, as Jesus taught his disciples to be persistent in prayer, give us patience and courage never to lose hope, but always to bring our prayers before you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. First reading today is taken from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 10, reading from verse 5. Moses writes concerning the righteousness that comes from the law, that the person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that comes from faith says, "Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend to heaven?' that is, to bring Christ down, or 'Who will descend into the abyss?' that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is, the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so it is justified, and one confesses with the mouth, and so it is saved. The scripture says, 'No one who believes in him will be put to shame.' For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim unless they are sent? as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading is taken from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 14, reading from verse 22. Glory to you, O Lord. Immediately after feeding the crowd with the 5 loaves and 2 fish, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain to pray by himself. When evening came, he was there alone, but by this time the boat, battered by waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. Early in the morning, he came walking towards them on the lake. But when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water and came towards Jesus. But then he noticed the strong wind and he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and all those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This is the Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May the words of my lips and the meditation of our hearts be always pleasing to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I think it's probably inevitable if I was asked for a theme for this Sunday from the readings, it would be, "Don't worry, God is always with us, even in the most difficult and challenging times. Maybe not always in the way we expect or would want, but he is faithful, even if we are not." Now, of course, you might think, well, she would say that. She's off leaving us to fend for ourselves. And of course, you are partially right. I do believe that God will be with you in the process of transition and beyond. However, believe it or not, that introduction was almost word for word, the introduction I used 6 years ago. But yes, it certainly does speak into this time for me, and I hope it will for you too. For once, the context is nicely set by Matthew. Jesus has fed the multitudes and sent his disciples off in a boat while he goes up the mountain to pray and commune with God. The weather on Lake Galilee turns, and the disciples spend a very disturbed and fearful night being tossed and buffeted by the wind and waves. Then Jesus appears to them, walking on stormy seas, and I'm not surprised they think he's a ghost. I mean, what else could it be but an apparition? And they cry out in their fear. And Jesus responds and says, "Don't worry, it is I." Then we have that wonderful story about Peter. Wonderful, impetuous Peter. He who last week in the readings wanted to build shelters for Moses, Elijah and Jesus on the side of a mountain when he had no tools or materials, now wants to get out of a boat and walk on water. And Jesus encourages him. He says, "Come." In that moment, Peter believes, he trusts, he knows that all will be well, because Jesus is with him in all of the tumult. Jesus is with him in this moment. So Peter gets out of the boat and does walk on water. And all is going well while he focuses on Jesus. But then he is distracted by the storm around him, and rather than keeping his attention on Jesus, the storm becomes utmost in his mind, and he begins to sink. Although God in Jesus is ever present, Peter just cannot cope with the reality of the situation. The storm is too present and too real for him to remember to trust in God. Yet in the moment of his most urgent need, Peter calls out to Jesus, and he responds again, reaching out, bringing him to a place of safety, a place of calm. I'm not surprised that Peter found the situation overwhelming, and that in that moment, when he realises the enormity of his position, the rashness of his action, he forgot to trust in God. When situations are challenging, it can be really difficult to focus on God. Within the tumult of what's ever happening, we can get caught up in all the turmoil around us. We may be people of faith, but at that time, in that moment, often what can happen is we worry more about what is happening and less about focusing on what we are called to do. Peter was called by Jesus to get out the boat, and he did. He did actually walk on water. It was a miracle. But what caused his sinking was not that the miraculous things stopped happening. He forgot what this was about. This was about trusting Jesus, who is able to overcome nature. Jesus, who just hours before had fed thousands with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus, who can and does calm storms, banish demons, and bring peace. Peter, in his moment of fear and anxiety, forgets all that. He is human after all. So my question for you this week is, how would you fare in the storms that will inevitably happen at some point in our lives? It may be that my leaving does not create any storms whatsoever, and I certainly hope and pray that that's the case, as I do believe God has it all in hand. But either way, storms do come throughout our lives. And in them, do you trust in Jesus? Do you reach out to him, knowing that all will be well in and through him? Or do you just see the storm and only what is going on and focus on that? For it is in that moment we all begin to sink. So my prayer for us all is that in whatever storms of life we face, we will always reach out to God, who has the power to calm the most fiercest of storms and bring peace and order to our lives. That each of us will know that no matter what, we can have that peace in our lives through faith in Christ, if we confess his lordship on our lips and believe it in our hearts. Together we can declare our faith in God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, you reach into the stormy chaos of our lives to save us from fear and bring us to new life. Hear our prayers for the needs of your world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious One, your church has been sent to proclaim good news to all. Protect us from jealousy and conflict, that we may witness to your saving presence. We pray at this time for Bishop Philip as he prepares to move, and for Bishop Hugh. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Eternal One, we pray for the leaders of the nations that bicker and quarrel, even in the face of threatening storms of chaos and fear. Strengthen them to work together for the good of your world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray especially at the time for all those who have been affected by the wildfires across the world, those who have been affected by flood, and pray that the leaders of the nations will work together to reduce the impact of climate change. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Ever-present One, we pray for our communities. Strengthen us to extend the confident hand of Jesus to all who share our lives, bringing hope and peace to all those we know. We pray for those who give of themselves to serve the needs of others, and especially give thanks for the work of food banks and community fridges. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we call upon you with believing hearts as we pray for all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit at this time, especially this day, for Sandy, Rosemary, Val and Tony, Malcolm and Maureen, and all who we know to be struggling. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Eternal God, we entrust into your never-failing care and love those who have died, whose earthly journey has ended, especially praying at this time for all whom we love and see no longer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Eternal God, may all who need your... Eternal God, may all who need hear words of comfort of Jesus. Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. Joining our words together, joining our prayers together with Christians across the world and down the ages, we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. As we follow the way of Christ, we affirm the presence of God among us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God calls us to share in worship. Jesus said, Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share in prayer. Jesus said, Remain in me and I will remain in you. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share the scriptures. Jesus met his disciples on the road and opened the scriptures to them. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share in communion. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share in service. Jesus says, as you do it for the least of these, you do it for me. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share the good news. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. May the peace of the Lord Christ be with us wherever he may send us. May he guide us through the wilderness, protect us through the storm. May he bring us home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.